This thesis focuses on the use of rhetorical figures in augmentative and alternative communication, ASC, particularly examining the past symbol system. AAC aims to facilitate communication for individuals with complex communication needs by using visual representations to make language more accessible. In the Italian context, various symbol systems are used, such as PCs and Arisark. But the PAS system stands out as it is open source, coherent, and easy to interpret. PAS is based on precise rules of internal consistency, with criteria centered on sustainability, regularity, and independence from any specific language. Various factors are relevant to symbol comprehension, including age and the design of the symbol itself, particularly the concept of iconicity, which measures how much a symbol visually resembles its meaning. Another key aspect is the use of rhetorical figures such as analogy, metonymy, and synecdoche. The research explores the hypothesis that rhetorical processes can enhance symbol comprehension, especially among children on the autism spectrum, compared to typically developing children. Specific symbols were created for each rhetorical figure and presented to a group of children to test their preferences. The results showed that analogy was often the preferred figure, especially for nouns and verbs, for both children with autism and the control group. Additionally, it was noted that the preferred rhetorical figure varied based on grammatical category. Finally, the thesis offers guidance for AAC symbol designers, suggesting that analogy-based symbols may be preferred, especially to support immediate understanding.